HarperCollins presents Whites on Race and Other Falsehoods by Otega Uwagba. Read by Otega Uwagba. To know our whites is to understand the psychology of white people and the elasticity of whiteness. It is to be intimate with some white persons, but to critically withhold faith in white people categorically. Dr. Tressie McMillan Cottom, Thick. Preamble. This essay was written in the throes of an unthinkable summer, one where it seemed as though the entire world was teetering on the brink of collapse, and where I often imagined I could physically feel the shift from one era to another happening beneath my feet, could actually point at the fault line separating one period of time from the next and say, there, that's where it happened. And then, in the middle of that already strange season, George Floyd, a 46-year-old black American man from Fayetteville, North Carolina, was killed by a white police officer, a death that Floyd's brother would later describe as a modern-day lynching, and the world burst into flames. The days and weeks that followed brought to a head countless tensions and unspoken grievances at both the civic and personal levels, and it was the ripple effect of those events that prompted me to finally begin writing this essay. The thoughts that follow are largely constructed from notes I started making around 5 years ago, a collection of miscellaneous observations and emotions piling up day by day, lost memories abruptly making themselves known again and taking on new significance when arranged on a shelf alongside 20 others. Sifting through them, a very clear, unifying theme quickly became obvious. Not just racism in a general sense, which is what I had thought I was writing about, but white people, and what is required to coexist with them if you yourself are not white. The colossal burden of that requirement. Already my first hurdle. I didn't particularly want to write an essay about being black that placed white people at its centre. I felt, still feel, deeply confronted by that prospect, wary of falling into the easy trap of evaluating black experiences solely in relation to whiteness. As I weighed this up, an interview with the New York-based artist Rashid Johnson caught my eye. Part of a larger feature focusing on contemporary black artists actively resisting the expectation to create work catering to the white gaze, as is often the unspoken mandate in creative fields, Johnson noted that society consistently finds new ways to position the work of black artists as inherently being in response to the obstacles presented by a white world. That was the very opposite of what I wanted to do. Produce something angled toward the white gaze, or write an essay that might become an emblem for progressive white people wanting to prove their credentials, wallowing in their guilt about the existence of a system that works to their advantage while doing nothing to divest from it. All this to say that although I didn't want to write an essay where white people took centre stage, as you'll discover, that's exactly what I've done. This essay is very much a response to the obstacles presented by a white world. It became clear to me that to write about navigating racism and not place white people at the centre of that narrative would be to elide the very thing I was trying to write about. Because navigating racism is really a matter of navigating white people. Perhaps that conclusion seems obvious, but it took me a little while to get there and to work through my competing desires about how to approach this essay. On reflection, that push and pull between what I wanted to do and what racism necessarily requires of me seems strangely apt, a facsimile of whiteness itself and the way it compels, overrides, distorts, and ultimately controls. I still haven't watched George Floyd die. I've seen stills from that video embedded into news articles, and when I'm scrolling through social media, I'll occasionally stumble across a few seconds of his ordeal if a video clip unexpectedly begins to autoplay. But I haven't watched the video that so many found themselves watching at the start of this summer. I haven't watched a grown man undone by the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?